Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Aprovecha los deals de Early Black Friday en Lowe's. Ahorra en grande con nuestras ofertas de esta temporada, como 25% de descuento en árboles de Navidad artificiales preiluminados selectos. Además, antes del corre-corre de Black Friday, obtén gratis herramientas selectas DeWalt, Cobalt o Craftsman cuando compras una batería o un kit selecto. Porque, seamos honestos, lo gratis nos encanta. Lowe's. Nosotros ayudamos. Tú ahorras. Válido hasta 12-3 hasta agotar existencia. Selección varía por lugar.
Right before we went to break, we started to discuss what I want to talk about now. And it's pretty simple.
It is?
Well, it's a simple question with so many different answers on this, Andy, that's where this gets convoluted. Who do you want to see at quarterback next year? Who do you want to see? And I hate to look ahead, but you're 2-8. Let's be realistic. You're not thinking playoffs.
Are there two questions here, though? Who do you want and who's best for the future? I don't know.
Well, let's discuss that.
Okay.
I would say these are your options. Shedeur Sanders.
Yes.
Dylan Gabriel.
Yes.
Deshaun Watson.
Yes.
Somebody you take with a very high pick in the draft. Because if you take a guy in the second round or third round with everything else that's on the table here, Dylan, Shedeur, Deshaun, I would think a guy who's not like a top 3 or 5 pick isn't going to be your starter next year, or a veteran that you get in a free agent or a trade, through free agency or a trade.
They didn't seem to like. All right, let me back out on everything.
I've got a pecking order on what I'd like to see.
I got to ask you a question. Is Kevin Stefanski still the coach?
That's not part of the equation.
Does it matter?
No.
I think it does.
I don't know that it does when it comes to this position. Hmm. And I say that for this reason. If Kevin's back, you're still looking for a quarterback, whether it's outside or inside the organization.
Okay. If I just think that if Gabriel's an option, I think that leans towards Stefanski staying.
All right. Who do you want?
I don't know that I'm married to.
Give me your choice number one for what you would like to see next year.
My choice number one would be to have Sanders just jump off the page and you don't really have to worry about a whole lot of stuff.
That would also be my number one choice.
Okay.
That he goes out starting this week and is so intriguing, dynamic, makes you think, yep, we have something here that we need to see more of the rest of this year. And then if he continues to do it, Andy, my hope would be that he shows that he's a starting caliber quarterback in the NFL and you can move forward and do other things with those picks next year. But see, that I don't know that that's actually possible. And I say that for this reason. You're going to have a franchise-altering position in the draft next year, perhaps with two number one picks, a chance to move up and take a guy if you think that quarterback is head and shoulders above everybody. And I don't know if anybody on this team this year can go out and show enough the rest of the way to make you think you don't need to do that next year. I hope, but the hope is yes. And I think the hope is more Shedeur than Dylan in that situation. So I'm with you. Ideally, he's phenomenal the rest of the way, and he answers the question who the starting quarterback is next year.
That is your best case scenario, because then you take your top 3 picks next year, you get 2 offensive linemen and a wide receiver.
Or something of that sort. Craig's in Akron. Craig.
Hey, Craig.
Hey, what's up, guys?
How are you?
Oh, not too shabby. How about you?
Good, good.
So I want to say I would focus more on the players that help quarterback. I mean, we already have 2 quarterbacks. We totally missed not taking McMillan in this draft. 6'5" stud Mike Evans clone.
At Carolina. He's been really good too, Mike. Or Craig, I'm sorry. You said Mike. I was thinking Mike Evans.
Yeah, well, a Mike Evans clone. He's just like Mike Evans. But imagine if we would have had him last week. To throw that long pass to instead of the 5'8" guy. you know, for that touchdown. I mean, when you draft guys like that, you draft guys who help a quarterback. So aren't you, in essence, almost drafting a quarterback when you get him help? I mean, we need to get these guys help. You know what? I'm not even touching quarterback next year. Nothing but wide receivers, offensive line. Focus on the offense, not taking a defense.
So, Craig, answer the question. Who do you want to see at quarterback next year? Is it Shador? Is it Dylan? Is it Watson? Is it a veteran you sign a free agency if you're not going draft?
Honestly, you guys are going to hate me for this, but I like what I see out of Gabriel. I like a lot of what I see out of Gabriel.
We're not going to hate you.
No, look, if Gabriel can be the starting quarterback for next year, then we're good to go.
That would be fine too, wouldn't it? To be honest.
I mean, honestly, 95% of this game is underneath. Do quarterbacks average 20 yards per throw, or do they average 6 to 9 yards per throw? You know, getting those first downs and hitting people in stride, even if it's a 4-yard pass, it could go for 60 yards if you hit the guy in stride. And he could throw it downfield. Like, Phillip Rivers went over this, and even Tom Brady, he said most quarterbacks beat themselves by trying to force things that aren't there instead of taking what the defense gives them. And that's from Tom Brady.
It's probably why Jameis, and Craig, thank you. It's probably why Jameis is now a backup. Because, man, that guy could throw it. Mike and Stowe. Mike, I think you have a valid point that I think you're going to share.
Yeah, no, Jeff, you and me are right in sync of exactly what we want to do here as far as the season. I think, you know, you're getting a little flack from some later afternoon kind of people about your stance on where the team should go, but I'm right with you. You know, the middle of the field ain't going to do us any good. We want to go top-line quarterback, and I was listening to Mary Kay earlier. I'm not a cap guru.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Aprovecha los deals de Early Black Friday en Lowe's. Ahorra en grande con nuestras ofertas de esta temporada, como 25% de descuento en árboles de Navidad artificiales preiluminados selectos. Además, antes del corre-corre de Black Friday, obtén gratis herramientas selectas DeWalt, Cobalt o Craftsman cuando compras una batería o un kit selecto. Porque, seamos honestos, lo gratis nos encanta. Lowe's. Nosotros ayudamos. Tú ahorras. Válido hasta 12-3 hasta agotar existencia. Selección varía por lugar.
We're going to have Deshaun on this team next year, or it's just going to cost us way too much from a cap hit. So you got him as one spot. If we're going to absolutely be going after another quarterback top of the field, because we can't have another of the same. That's a great point.
Could you take Drew Aller in the second round?
Yeah, but why, Andy?
Jeff kind of told you, look, Andy, it's not a terrible thought. He does have a high ceiling, I think, for where he's at right now. Risk reward, I think, is probably good with that guy, but it's still another quarterback similar to what we've, maybe a little better than what we've got, arm strength, but it's less of a sure thing, and there is no such thing.
I don't think there's a sure thing in this draft. I'm going to be honest. Like I've watched Mendoza. I like him. I just don't. You know, the thing is you put a guy, you draft him high, and then if you don't surround him with, and it's more true than ever that if you don't surround him with a couple wide receivers that can go up and get a ball, that it doesn't make a difference. You could be the best quarterback in college football, and if you don't have it around you, you are in big trouble.
Absolutely, Andy. And that's the big part of, like, that gets to kind of like all this talk about, you know, what we have a lot to need, you know, add to this team in order to get us in a good spot. That's why I'll get you guys move on. But caveat to that is that, you know, expectations this weekend for Mr. Samuels, let's be realistic about it, you know. And I've been saying that about Dylan this whole season too. He's not had the best around him. the line is continuing to kind of fall apart as it goes. Receiving core, I'm not knocking who's out there. They're trying, but we have one of the lower rated ones, and we know why. We can see it. So, expectations should be where they're at. But, yeah, I want to draft high because that's going to be one of three guys because it sounds like we're going to have Deshaun here no matter what. And we got to rebuild that line and everything else. We can't take.
Oop, lost
Mike, you broke up. Up there you are. Mike, phone broke up on us there. You have a second scenario? If what we're hoping, and I think your first thought.
I know you don't want to hear this one.
Well, which is the same as my first thought, which is, Shador lights it up and he's the guy and answers questions. I just don't know that, A, he can do it, and B, there's enough time to make the organization so confident in him that they look past next year's draft. What's your second option?
Watson, Gabriel.
Either one.
Yeah, and then draft. And then, Watson, Gabriel, draft, and hopefully a little bit later you go with Aller. Again, I'm taking my early picks and rebuilding the offensive line and getting some wide receivers in here so that if the quarterbacks, remember how thrilled we were? Like, oh, this could be a great quarterback draft. It's going to be, I don't know.
Supposed to be at the beginning of the year because they thought as many as six guys.
Where was Mendoza? Mendoza was like a 25 to 20, 30,
Right, he wasn't even in the picture.
Right.
Andy, the guys who were at the top are now not there anymore, and guys have moved up, like Simpson.
Yeah.
He's moved up. Dante Moore at Oregon has moved up.
I can't see.
Arch Manning has dropped because a lot of folks just think he's going back in 2027.
And by the way, don't take away that. I think Manning's going back too, but so then. Then now I ask you, Jeff, if Manning's going back and you're looking at now you're looking at 2 years down the road, and are you still trying to get that? And by the way, you could get, I don't know.
Here's my second scenario. If Shador or perhaps Dylan lights it up, and that's my number one scenario, and you decide they're the guy. Number two is a combination. It's either Deshaun Watson playing quarterback next year.
Yeah.
Or you have signed or traded a later round pick for a veteran.
Okay.
Who comes in, holds down the fort for a year, and you earmark the 2027 draft. Now, to do that, you're probably going to trade out of the first round of this year with one of those picks and kick it down the road. And that might not go over real well. Because you need help at wide receiver, you certainly need help on the offensive line. Those are clearly the spots to go get help. You might be able to rebuild the offensive line in free agency, but there's some tackles out there. In fact, Matt Miller with the Jacksonville pick had the Browns taking the other offensive tackle out of Utah.
I saw that.
If you had to play Deshaun for a year, final year of his contract, Menigan's groaning. If you had to play him while having Shador or Gabriel as the backup, all right, you could do that. You've added to the team. Maybe you win some games. And you kick the quarterback, big decision down the road for a year. Or you trade for Mac Jones. You sign another veteran who's out there and one of these guys who needs a spot to come in and play for a year. And we've seen teams have some success with that. And you kick it down the road for a year and maybe give Shador or Dylan another year to develop as a backup in the system and blah, blah, blah.
And then
blah,
you're
blah,
looking
blah.
At what? You're looking at Julian Sain or Manning.
Yeah.
We know Manning needs another year.
Or Lenore Sellers he goes back.
That's fine.
I mean, there are numerous guys in this class in 2026, back to school.
Can you not see the Haslams still enamored with having a Manning at quarterback?
Oh, are you kidding? Of course they would.
Yes.
And watching him play, Andy, I'd be all for it. I mean, he looks really rough and just brimming with potential.
Of course.
You know?
Yes.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Apúrate que se acaban las ofertas de Early Black Friday en Lowe's. Ahorra hasta 50% en electrodomésticos selectos y hasta 25% extra en combos de electrodomésticos selectos. Y como la Navidad ya se siente, ahorra $4 en luces LED de 100 bombillas en hilera GE. Ahora solo $5.98. Lowe's, nosotros ayudamos, tú ahorras. Válido hasta 12/3, selección varía por tienda, solo en tiendas selectas, hasta agotar existencias. Detalles en Lowe's.com.